Hey guys, it's Megan here, the narrator of Fear Me, Fear Me Not, and today I'm answering some questions about me. How did you get started in narration? I have a stage background, specifically Shakespeare, and I found myself, like a lot of people, unemployed during the pandemic. I had been thinking of trying to get into narration for a while because I have other actor friends who do it as a side job, and having so much time on my hands convinced me to finally take the plunge. Why did you decide to take on Fear Me, Fear Me Not? I think this book is such a perfect melding of genres, so it has something for everyone. I'm a huge fan of true crime, and without giving any spoilers, there are some specific cases this story reminds me of, and I love the way the suspense builds in the story. But it's also a romance, a small-town drama, and it's so packed with all these interesting characters and relationships, and I'm just so excited to be bringing this audiobook to life. How do you decide on the specific voice and tone to do for each character? I first look for clues in the text, so if it says someone speaks gruffly, or if they're a smoker, and of course age and gender play a part as well, or it might be less explicit than that, a character who's really aggressive probably wouldn't have a soft, timid sort of voice. But if there are no clues, it's kind of up to me. I just make sure to make a few notes and bookmark a sound clip so that if it's a minor character, I can easily revisit and make sure that the voice is consistent across chapters. No spoilers, but what was the most challenging part of narrating three points of view? The most challenging part was physical. I try to create voices that are sustainable and healthy for me to produce, but I haven't done a book with so much narration from a male point of view before. So sometimes if I had a Dimitri chapter to record early in the morning, I would get voice cracks like a real teenage boy. And finally, what character was the most fun to narrate? I love narrating the killer. On stage, I tend to play a lot of villains, and I think it can be really fun to be bad. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.